Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Joins us on Wednesdays, and Blake, I would say let's start with recruiting. LSU with a few commits, highly rated commits, over the last week, which has catapulted them close to the top 10.
He can't recruit, Bill. He can't do it. You know, that's what I've been told. But cleaning up on the defensive line, got to give a lot of credit to Jamar Cain. Bill, they went up against some pretty big teams for a lot of these recruits. You know, Georgia was highly in the mix for Deshaun Womack, who made his announcement on our show on Monday. Ohio State was highly in the mix for Dan Reed, defensive lineman out of Georgia. And Bill, we can go down this list and continue to go on, whether it be Howard, Josh Mickens, whoever it may be. And Bill, they're starting to get recruits and commitments from guys from inside the state of Louisiana. Bill, there was a young man named Xavier Atkins yesterday who, Bill, let me tell you how, you know, in Louisiana, there's usually every 2 or 3 years, there's one young man that comes out here and just absolutely starts turning Louisiana high school football on its head. I understand, well, you got Arch, you got Holstein. Bill, the local talk is not about those two. We know those two men. It's about Xavier Atkins, the young man that committed to LSU yesterday in the 2024 class. Bill, he had 218 tackles a season ago. You don't believe me? Go and look it up. Bill, he had 179 solo. The kid can absolutely play. Talking to some of these scouting services, recruiting services, Bill, they hadn't seen him. They hadn't watched him go play. All he does, Bill, is he was averaging 27 tackles a game. 27. Kid's insane, and they get a big commitment from him yesterday. Great young man. And, Bill, they're not done yet. They're going to continue to stockpile on this defense. They'll go to get some linebackers in the next couple of weeks. From what I understand, they'll continue to recruit some of the defensive back room. And Bill, they're locking in on the offensive side of the ball. But you still have some really good recruits in Louisiana on the offensive side that I think is a very strong LSU lean. And look, everybody in Texas saying Derek Williams, the Derek Williams recruitment's over. Good luck with that, because it's not.
Anything new on Dante Moore?
No, I mean, not. Bill, let me say this. It's not, from an LSU perspective, it's not an NIL issue. I think it's a playing time issue from the way – from trying to talk to people around him and talking to, at least from just my point of view, the LSU staff, it's about playing time. Bill, when you go and get Walker Howard, the five-star from a season ago, I don't know how much Dante Moore that's attractive to him. You know, I don't know really exactly what Oregon looks like at quarterback outside of Bo Nix. Maybe that looks good for him. But there's an issue with LSU and Dante Moore, and it has everything to do with Walker Howard, not necessarily the, you know, the development, the offensive scheme, the head coaching. And Bill, when it comes down to that, I mean, let the young man make his decision. If he wants to go to Oregon, sounds good. But, Bill, you asked me a question a couple of weeks ago, or one of the listeners did, about Ricky Collins, the quarterback commit from Purdue. Bill, all he did, and I know the Elite 11's not the, oh, well, this quarterback's the best because he wins the Elite 11. I mean, Bill, just go watch the film. I fully believe with, you know, his head coach being a former LSU quarterback, I think that LSU, even, you know, a month and a half ago, started putting on the pressure once the staff was able to see him a lot. And Bill, he won the camp at LSU. You know, he went on the 7-on-7 with him and Arch. And Bill, look, again, I'm not, every time I come on here, it sounds like I'm, you know, maybe trashing Arch. That's not what I'm doing at all. But Bill, Ricky Collins just looked better. He just looked better on that specific day. So I'm not saying he's a better prospect than Arch. I'm not saying that at all. But the kid can play. So I think it's going to be interesting to see if Purdue can hold on to Ricky Collins in this LSU pursuit of him.
Blake Ruffino each Wednesday with us, football recruiting. A lot of good news here recently. Nothing really new on Dante Moore. Michigan still talking to him. Notre Dame still talking to him. Oregon, LSU, whoever else. Baseball, they went on a run there for about a week and a half or whatever it was, where they took about five or six transfers. Has that calmed down a little bit?
Yeah, Bill, it's calmed down a lot. You know, we broke a story last week, Bill. I think it was a week ago today. Hurston Waldrop, a top 10 to 15 overall pick in next year's class, a pitcher. You know, he was at USM, or Southern Miss, and he's out in the portal. Bill, there's a little rumblings, but I'm almost certain, you know, if I had to put in a quote-unquote crystal ball, I would say Florida at this exact moment. I don't think LSU is in the running. Bill, I think it comes down to the, in reference to the portal, it comes down to Paul Skeens, who made the USA team along with two LSU current players in Dylan Cruz and Trey Morgan. I think that they're pulling all their chips from a portal aspect in on him. But Bill, they hosted and they're starting to get some guys moving in that we thought that would be going into the draft. You know, there's a shortstop from Lake Charles, Louisiana, named Gavin Guidry. Bill, he is a first-round pick or a potential. Will he get there because he's coming out of high school? I don't know where he'd be slotted here. But he is Alex Bregman. He is the next great LSU shortstop. So, Bill, the way that I've been explaining this, and, you know, we've had a current Major League scout come on our show and talk about this. Bill, imagine Texas A&M's football recruiting class along with adding USC's recruiting class, like portal class, and that's kind of what LSU, the equivalent of what they're doing. Now, the only difference is obviously a lot of those top-tier guys from the high school level are going into the draft, but you're still getting potential first-round picks from high school. So, Bill, there's a strong possibility that they could have on one team probably three, four, or at max five first-round picks on one team. And if you talk to anyone around college baseball, that is absolutely unheard of.
Sam Dogg in Georgia, ask Blake if the 2024 Southern Cal opener, which, by the way, is LSU out in Las Vegas, will Coach O do the coin toss, is what he wants to know.
I hope so, Bill. I mean, you know, look, I don't think that there is an issue with Ed in reference to him being a person. It was just him being a coach. I mean, I hope he does. I mean, I think that'd be funny.
That is ironic. Okay. Southern Cal's first year in the Big Ten.
Let me ask you. I'm sorry, but let me ask you, Bill, do you think that game even happens now?
I know. Well, UCLA's opener is at Hawaii that same year. I don't know that, considering the traveling you're about to go do, you want to do that?
That's a question that I've been asking. Like, for example, people around the AD office here at LSU, like, hey, I know that you have these games scheduled, but are they even going on now? Right? Like, I'm sorry again to cut you off, but I think that's something that, Bill, so for example, they're already slotting for fans to get prepared for the 2023. And Bill, you got Clemson in a couple of years, and I think that they're trying to do a home and home with Ohio State. Bill, does that change? Is that done now? I'm not trying to be rude, but that's not the college football that I wanted. Bill, from a Louisiana or LSU perspective, Bill, we travel, man. We go to the Rose Bowl and pack it out. Even win, lose, or draw, the Bayou people are going to go and pack it out. And I think if you talk to LSU fans, they want that game. They want USC. They want to be in Vegas. They want to play them. And I think that they're a little upset about, like, dang, man, is this about to stop? And so I guess we'll see, but, Bill, I want that game. Everybody said LSU missed out on Lincoln Riley, now you ain't got Brian Kelly. Think about that college football storyline. I think we're going to miss out on it, Bill.
Blake, between now and all these media days, football media days, no telling. Mm-hmm. Now, it might just get quiet again, but there's the potential for a lot of news.
Yeah, Bill, and I said this about even the place that I played at Southeastern. Do you think that these group of five teams are just going to – so, for example, Bill, everything has a trickle effect, right? I'm hearing some teams from the Southland and the FCS level. Bill, are these group of five conferences, what are they going to do? If UCF goes to Big 12 or this team goes here or that team goes there, these smaller conferences are going to have to make a pretty big decision. So, even we talk about the USC's and the UCLA's, sure. But, Bill, even from an FCS level to a group of five level, it's trickling down. And so, I think ultimately you could see a Southeastern Louisiana moving up into FBS and going to the Sun Belt. Like, I can visibly see that. This doesn't just affect, Bill, the upper teams, it affects everybody. I talked to an AD yesterday, and he told me that he can't make a decision until he knows, what these other teams are doing. And so, I'm just sitting back and watching at this point,
Tell everybody how they get your content.
Bill, AYS Sports Across the Board. We'll have some LSU coaches and LSU players on this week. So go in, hit that subscribe button and notification, Bill. And Bill, I appreciate you for having me on as always.
Yeah, man. See you next week.
See you. Go Tigers.
Blake Graffino with us. We are clear the rest of the way. So let's get it. If you were on hold earlier, you can call back. You just have been waiting for a little clearance to call in. You can do it right now. 615-844-5600. On Twitter at Bill Iskin. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We have watched traffic pick up quite a bit with that traffic volume on 24 coming in from the Hickory Hollow area. That traffic coming in from Rutherford County. Some radar a little bit earlier through Wilson County, Mount Juliet area. Give yourself a little bit of extra time out here as it picks up in the normal spots for this time of the morning. Ripley's has a great summer camp experience for the kids. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Thank you. If you want to spend quality time outdoors with your family, coworkers, employees, or friends, nothing beats a guided fishing trip. Since 2004, Brian Carper's Guide Service has offered trips on Percy Priest, Old Hickory, and Center Hill Lakes and is the top-rated guide service in Middle Tennessee. Brian Carper's Guide Service offers bass boat and pontoon trips for all sizes with 4, 6, and 8-hour trips available for bass, crappie, and hybrids. All equipment plus water and snacks are provided, and they'll even clean your catch for free. Check out Brian Carper's Facebook page or call 615-801-2408. That's 615-801-2408. And online at briancarper.com.
DQ presents the sound of a summer double play. It's the sound of drumstick pieces and peanuts combined with world famous soft serve to make two all-star treats. The drumstick with peanuts blizzard and new caramel drumstick with peanuts blizzard. Grab one today or get it delivered at DQ.com. Official treat of MLB. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzie, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game. You betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
Is going to be in the red after their trip to UCLA. Yeah, what's the semi-truck gas bill? One coast to the other. Some of you guys out there driving do a lot of this. You could probably tell me. Look, $100 million pays for a lot of stuff, or whatever the number is. Might not be quite $100 million. Might just be $80, $85. Sam Dog down in Georgia. Bill, is Notre Dame in such a position that there's no conference that would not take them, I would think. Now, I don't really know if much is happening with the SEC. I mean, that would be interesting, but I think it's more of a Big Ten or ACC decision, I would guess, for Notre Dame, if indeed they're going to go to a league. We don't even know if they're going to go to a league. That's unclear. I will say this, though. I think it's more of a viable, realistic conversation piece than it's probably ever been. I'll give you that. Really, to date, Notre Dame to a league has always been a no-go. It's always been a 100% no-go. Has that changed? It might have. Yeah, it might have. Unclear. There's a lot of quiet out there. Is it okay to say that? Yeah, folks, there's a lot of silence out there when it comes to that. Now, there's a lot of people tweeting their opinion on it and me talking about it, etc. But Jack Swarbrick is the voice we need. We need his wording. We need his wordsmith ability. That's what we need when it comes to that topic. But I'm excited. Next couple of weeks, the potential for news. Teams moving around, getting poached, one or the other. There's a lot of potential for that right now. Don't know how much of that will actually happen, but we are in a potential window here where it's getting it time. When you are considering your financial health at all these other schools outside of the SEC and the Big Ten and Notre Dame, right now is getting it time. You don't worry about your next tea time. Don't worry about the vacation maybe you promised. Don't worry about socializing at the country club. Right now is getting it time. All that other stuff will take care of itself if you get this right. Yeah, if you get it right. Let me take some calls, see what happens here. Armageddon, welcome in.
Greetings from 4110 Hillsborough Road, Bill.
I know the location quite well. It's been a while, but I know the location.
That's the Golden Arches, Bill.
Yep. By the way, at another Golden Arches yesterday, I ordered my Dr. Pepper, and they tried to say that I bought a 10-piece chicken something. We got in a little bit of a dispute at the McDonald's there in Wilco.
Uh-oh.
It worked out okay, though. So what's up?
Looked like, Bill, over the 4th, you had some serious groceries on the rec-tech. Little ribs, twice-baked potato, and lemon pie.
And homemade cookies and cream ice cream, along with the lemon pie. Yes, the ribs were just ridiculously good. Still got a little bit left, I think.
Now, did Mama have give you a little... grocery list to go to the grocery like she does sometimes?
She does almost every day. That's a daily occurrence.
Anyway, Bill, I wanted to talk today about, they're saying that we could, with all this movement, teams changing conferences and things like that, I've heard, rumors that maybe in the end their goal was to have two super conferences. Do you think that's what's going to happen?
Well, there's really no leadership, so I don't know whose goal that is, but we do know for sure that the Big Ten and the SEC have been separating for several years out from the other leagues, and with the OU Texas news and now the Southern Cal UCLA news, we know they're further separating out, and it's all about Fox money and all about ESPN money and all about network TV money, and they are ruling the planet Earth right now.
So you've had, let's see, the ACC actually has 15 teams, I think, Bill. Isn't that right?
The ACC right now, what do they have? Is it 12 or 14 teams? I haven't even counted.
I think it's 15.
Might be. Yeah, it might be. I hadn't really even thought about it.
So the Big 12... they still call themselves the Big 12, but with they were actually down to 10 teams, and now with Texas and Oklahoma, coming to the SEC, that takes them down to 8.
Well, they're going to have 14. They're going to have 14 in 23. The Big 12,
okay.
Because OU and Texas will still be there, and then they have added UCF, Houston, and Cincinnati, who are coming a year early instead of 24-23, and then BYU's coming too. So at some point, there's going to be an overlap. Now, the question is, because of the Southern Cal UCLA news, that they're going to get to their new league sooner than OU and Texas get to their new league, does that expedite the buyout process for OU and Texas to go ahead and get out earlier? That's unclear too.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the Big Ten, I think, actually has 11 teams, don't they?
The Big Ten has, how many teams is in the Big Ten now? 14, 13, 18, 27? No, they're about to, they have 14. They're about to have 16 teams in 24.
Okay.
And that's to get to, there's talk that maybe the two leagues might want to get to 20, the SEC and the, I think that's overkill. I don't think there's enough out there that's attractive. But that's part of the rumor.
Now, Bill, let's talk a little business real quick. I had this accident on June 14th, correct?
Correct.
Finally get a rental car July the 1st on Friday. So 17 days I'll shut down, Bill. Not good. But I'm back rocking and rolling in a rental car, beer, all over 615. Had a pickup last night after the Rod Stewart concert.
Dang. Well, is everybody sober? They got in the car?
Oh, yeah.
Well, good.
And I actually picked up, I think, Bill, I might just become the WNSR official driver because I picked up a former engineer for George Plaster show yesterday morning at 5:45 at the airport. Took him to Portland.
All the way to Portland, Tennessee. People will get confused, think you drove all the way to Portland, Oregon. But Portland, Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
That's a good little haul.
Now, Bill, I've got, you know, you said, if you remember, you said for the Tennessee game, you would buy my ticket and get me in. Do you remember us having that conversation?
I that holds true still.
September the 10th, Bill, you know, Vandy plays the Deacs here at home, the Claw Fence.
Yeah, Wake Forest against Vanderbilt.
So me and Big Bro, I don't know if I told you, Bill, but Big Bro, you know, is now the chairman of the board of Wake Forest. Did you know that?
You told me this, yes.
Yeah. So he and I are working on a little package deal. You know, he's going to get me in there. I think he's going to dress me up as the Deac.
Are you allowed in there, though?
I can get in, you know, if I'm in disguise, Bill. You know, I'll just, you know, I, blood is thicker than water, Bill, isn't it?
It's what they say.
So I might just pull for the Deacs after all, you know, Vandy's got me banned, so I'll just pull for the Deacs. How about that?
We'll see you next time, man.
See ya.
Who's next? R.D., I believe, is next up. Aliquippa Bob's back in the States, too. We'll get to him. R.D., what's up?
Hey, good morning, Bill. If I may, I want to quickly share what a great 4th of July celebration I had. I got together with some of my old high school football teammates, believe it or not. And, you know, afterwards I got to thinking, you know, here we are, senior citizens, and yet we still have that strong bond that's developed as teammates over a half a century ago. And it just really speaks to what the great game of football has to offer. You know what I mean?
What high school did you play for? I forget.
Old Central High School in Nashville, Tennessee.
Which is downtown, basically on the river, right? The campus?
No. We were next to the Tennessee State Fairground.
That's right. Yeah, that's before me. But, wow. So
we had one of the worst football fields in the state, probably, because every year during the fair, they would park the cars on our football field, believe it or not.
That's not.
Isn't that amazing? Okay. But yeah, that still having that bond after over half a century ago, that just really speaks to one of the many positives great game of football has to offer. That's just want to share that with you, my friend. Oh, by the way, man, when I woke up this morning, I was yelling at my Alexa for not getting it right, getting me with NSR, and I thought, well, it was, at my age, if I got it wrong, it's just the weekends, but Patton didn't get injured, so everything's good.
Patton's healthy. Had a little fender problem, but he's going to be okay. Yep.
All right, pal. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Aliquippa Bob, who fought over in Europe here the last week or two. He was in Norway. He's hot weather, cold weather. Saw icebergs. Saw everything. Had a beer in Scotland, I think. What's up?
Hey, Bill, good morning. Hey, you were talking to Brent Cianci and about the travel issues. And you know what's interesting about that is there's a group of people from Georgia Dog Show that have a private text line. And last night we brought up this subject about the travel. But, you know, Bill, the real travel restriction, and I don't know because I came back late, so I don't know all the details. I might be wrong about this. But are UCLA and USC joining the conference, the Big Ten, just for football, or are they joining for all sports?
All sports.
Well, you know, Bill, they need to talk to the folks from West Virginia seriously because, you know, I have to wonder what the future of the non-revenue sports is because you're going to be shipping like, say, Penn State's lacrosse team cross-country to play USC or UCLA's cross-country team or women's basketball or soccer or what have you. That's where the big expense comes in, don't you think?
They don't care. They're getting $100 million. They don't care. That's not even a conversation.
Yeah.
That's not even a – you don't even sit down and talk about that. Now, some of the Olympic sports that you have on the West Coast, I think they'll have to – I don't know what they'll do if they stay in the same league or – because some of those sports you're not going to have in the Big Ten. For example, there's no beach volley. There's no beach volleyball in the Big Ten, is there? What beach?
No, I don't think we might have snow volleyball, but I don't think we have beach volleyball. But you know what, Bill? The other thing too is that I have to wonder if this isn't coming down the pipe somewhere. If these schools go to a non-student athlete model, so you're not going to give out scholarships. What's going to happen with the non-revenue sports related to Title IX? I mean, you pull 85 football scholars out, that's 85 Title IX scholarships on the other side, right?
I don't know if it means they don't count or not. I'm not sure about the legality of that. I really don't know. But there's two business models we're hearing about for the future. Number one, some of those campuses, as you just said, will have, let's say, football-only teams that will not be related other than they represent the school, but they're not in the classroom with the regular student body because they're not going to class. They're football-only on campus. And the other business model is the talk that maybe football-only will separate from the NCAA. Everything else will stay under the NCAA, but football is going to, at some point, divorce themselves and form their own business model.
Well, we live in interesting times, Bill. That's all I got for you this morning.
Yeah, man. Good to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina. Bill, 3,000 miles. Let's say it's 10 miles per gallon. And let's say you're paying $6 a gallon. That's about $1,800 to drive an 18-wheeler from Rutgers to UCLA. Yeah, that ain't no money. I mean, if you're about to cut a deal, if you're the Big Ten, you're about to cut a deal that's going to yield $80 to $100 million, and if Notre Dame comes, it's even more. Somebody's semi-gas bill on a spring sport that makes no money ain't a thing. Now, I have seen some conversation that actually they have discussed private charters and everything maybe as a way of comfort level for travel, particularly some of the other sports. Yeah, you're not worried. Look, if you're the Big Ten right now and you're discussing $1 billion a year, in TV affiliation money, you're not worried about travel expense. Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be back.
Good morning. I'm looking at a crash over here. One car has flipped. Everybody just staring at it as they drive by. It's westbound on Briley at Clarksville Pike. Again, it's got traffic a little bit slow over here. More rubbernecking than anything. Again, that's what we're looking at live here on Briley Parkway going westbound at Clarksville Pike. One car, again, is on its side. As traffic volume increases through Mount Juliet, you got all that traffic coming in from Wilson County right now on I-40 westbound coming past 840. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is now hiring. Check them out online at PrincesHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
tell you, though, one of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, so you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code GREGP to get your first bet risk-free. Up to $1,000. Make every moment more. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code GREGP.
Use the promo code GREGP.
See, and from the Peanuts section, John Burton.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive two free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the five local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Bundling home and car insurance with Geico is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with Geico.
Or,
yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with Geico, which was easy.
Or it may be even subtler, like,
speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with Geico and saved a bunch of money.
Bundling is easy with Geico. Just ask your neighbors.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, mostly sunny and hot. Chance of showers and thunderstorms high near 98. Heat index values as high as 110. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, low around 77. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
Just to give you a look at the numbers prior to this, the most recent SEC revenue distribution number was for fiscal year 2021, meaning 2020 to 2021, meaning ending at the end of August 21. So about a year ago, each SEC team got a check for $54.6 million. Now, that is before the Texas-Oklahoma edition. That is before the new SEC Saturday afternoon contract goes from $55 million a year to $300 million a year. That kicks in, I believe, 3 years from now. Two more years under the CBS contract, I think. It's either two or three. I think it's two. But there's another $300 million, which is going to put them well over $1 billion in revenue for the year, the league, with a new ABC ESPN contract that replaces the CBS contract. I also saw a number. Now, I want to make sure that you understand. I'm saying supposedly. When I give you this next number. During 2020, when nobody was basically allowed to go to games or the crowds were very limited, as we remember. One of the dumbest decisions ever, along with all the other stuff. Notre Dame, as you'll remember, joined the ACC just for that year in a partnership in football. And reportedly, the ACC made $80 million more dollars because of that football relationship. Now, again, I'm saying supposedly, allegedly, I saw that somewhere. If somebody can find that article, or I can look it up during the break. If true, that gives you a little taste of what Notre Dame means, as far as if they were to join somebody's conference. And remember, the league that's sitting in the best position right now for future revenue, there's two of them, SEC and the Big Ten, but the Big Ten is negotiating their future because, and Delaney, this is Delaney that did this, Jim Delaney, carefully monitoring where this contract, this TV affiliation stuff, was going to expire, and he nailed it. You could not have, in the name of Jim Delaney, nailed the expiration of your current TV contract better than Delaney did. You could not hit a more impactful five-run grand slam than Delaney did. They've got 1 year left. And you've got networks, all of them, including Big Tech, salivating to get some. Could not have timed it more perfectly than they did. Not possible. For the biggest deals ever. Give them credit, man. Yeah, absolutely give them the credit they are due. That's a guy who lives over here in Wilco now, man. Delaney. Jim Delaney. He doesn't live up in Chicago. Got the hell out of there. He's in Wilco, baby. Remember, he lived here before. Jason is in Hawkeye. Jason, Bill, I'm looking forward to USC versus UCLA water polo on the Big Ten Network. Jeff, too. With California's political leans, Bill, I'm shocked there hasn't been more protest over the Big Ten expansion because of the carbon footprint. This will expand, or how many? Yeah, how much fuel will be thrown into the atmosphere? All this flying around and everything. You got to remember, UCLA, Cal Berkeley, UCLA, that's part of the state system there. Got to remember, Southern Cal is private. A little different, but UCLA, Cal Berkeley, they're public schools. Stanford, obviously, is private. And you know the faculties there are not Reagan Democrats. No, not at all. That used to be a thing many years ago. Yeah, they got that done. They did. I've read a little bit about that, and that was, there was a, I think there are some people out there, and Jeff too just nailed it, that are a little surprised that this has not become a problem. Apparently it's not a problem at all. The money supersedes the wokeness, apparently, here. Larry in North Carolina, Bill, $100 million, nobody's worried about per diem, hotels, gas, and incidentals. That's true. Yeah, that's... Josh says if you're in a semi and you're going one coast to the other, it's more like $2,500, $2,500. Says those things get about 6.5 miles a gallon. And diesel is going to cost you, is it $7 a gallon right now or something? He says it's going to be over $2,000 one way. That ain't no money. In that world that we're talking about, that is no money. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at a crash over here. One car has flipped. Everybody just staring at it as they drive by. It's westbound on Briley at Clarksville Pike. Again, it's got traffic a little bit slow over here. More rubbernecking than anything. Again, that's what we're looking at live here on Briley Parkway going westbound at Clarksville Pike. One car, again, is on its side. As traffic volume increases through Mount Juliet, you got all that traffic coming in from Wilson County right now on I-40 westbound coming past 840. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is now hiring. Check them out online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
Greg Pump back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, now also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Reward yourself for surviving Nashville traffic with fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. And free Wi-Fi, so you don't have to work from home. Number one in customer service. You made it through the traffic. Reward yourself with a perfect pick-me-up at Bongo Java. Fresh coffee, delicious treats, great atmosphere. Open 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. daily. Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Here's a not-so-fun fact. A new law just raised the minimum amount that stores can charge for a case of wine or spirits.
What?
But don't worry, you'll still have time to stock up at Total Wine & More with our unbeatable case discounts.
Ooh!
Through the end of this year, you'll get the best discount on cases of your favorite wine and spirits.
Wow! With those low prices, I'm going to need another cart.
We don't know why the 16th state wants you to pay 16% more, but we'll always have the lowest prices in Tennessee. Drink responsibly. B21.
Nashville Sports Radio is hitting the road. Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show the first Friday of every month as they broadcast live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Check out the WNSR calendar for the dates and be there as Nashville Sports Radio hits the road the first Friday of every month.
Come be part of the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. On the air and everywhere with Nashville Sports Radio.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Old. I've been reading a bunch of these articles. That with Notre Dame, the preference still is independence. Independence is the leader in the clubhouse. Now, be careful with that. Here's my translation. It remains the preference. It doesn't mean that they won't join a league. That's not what that means. They have always preferred independence. That's not new. But Jack Swarbrick has to crunch everything out here. and decide what's best for the future. They could absolutely remain independent and do just fine. Very few teams could do that. They could do it. But is the money so overwhelming that they have to kind of change and switch gears here a little bit? That's the question. So don't take that to mean, well, they're not going to. They may not, but I don't think that's clear yet. Until somebody, Jack Swarbrick, speaks. The reason why I harp on this, folks, is that news, whatever that news is, then could start another domino effect. League affiliation or no league affiliation could start a domino effect. Also, if for some reason we get SEC news about a Clemson, Florida State, Miami, what have you. I'm saying, what if? That also causes a domino effect. You basically have crunched and almost finished off the ACC. You don't have a lot left. The ACC, frankly, folks, isn't a well-respected football league as it sits right now. Not compared to the superpowers of the SEC and the Big Ten. You do that to them, and you basically have stripped them naked. A lot of what-ifs. That's all I've got, a lot of what-ifs. Down to Tampa, we're going to go and say hello to Alan. What's up, sir?
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
We're doing good. How about you?
Good, man. You're talking about the trucking thing across the... across the country. I got a buddy of mine who used to move the Dolphins and the Jaguars. And when the Dolphins played the bus, we would help him. We go rent two rider trucks. We met the team playing at the airport, all the gear in the rider trucks, go to the stadium, set the lockers up. We work the sidelines, shagging balls or whatever. As soon as the game's over with, go to the locker room, pack it up, put it in the truck, police escort back to the airport. Stuff goes back on the plane and bam, they're gone. That's what they'll do.
So they won't have to drive those equipment trucks?
No, the pro teams don't have any equipment trucks. Everything right. Goes on the plane.
You think the colleges will go to that model too?
They'll have to. You can't, 45-hour drives. You got two guys got to drive the truck. You got the DOT regulations. You got the issues if the truck breaks down. You got weather issues. It's snowing. That will never happen. It'll be all on the plane.
And not only that, Alan, but not one of those trips, several of those trips during football and other sports.
Oh, yeah. But I see how the pros did it. We know my buddy. And it was quick. You get to the, they had the plane, they had like a conveyor right to the back of the rider truck, put everything in there, go back, right back in the plane, and it didn't take 20 minutes. That stuff was in the plane. Those guys were gone.
Right. That makes sense.
That's what they'll have to go to that model, I would think.
That makes sense. Look, if you're talking about bringing in $100 million, not 1 year, every year, and then maybe up from there, I don't think you're worried about that. You know,
$100 million is $100 million. I don't care who you are.
That's right.
That's a lot of jack. And the FSU thing, FSU, this new AD we got, I think is pretty good. He needs to be at Clemson, or the Clemson dude needs to be down here. They need to be pitching himself as a package to somebody. We got to get the hell out of the ACC. Because if it all goes down and we're stuck in the ACC, we're going to be left behind.
I agree. These next 2 weeks have a lot of potential for news. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, because, I think the FSU is getting $33 million. I mean, I didn't go to college. I didn't graduate high school. I can think the difference between the $33 million and $100 million. I know what that is.
Yep. No, I hear you, man.
And that's a lot of money, But this thing's going to get crazier before it all settles out.
Be safe down there, bud.
All right, man. Have a good day, buddy. Thanks for taking my call.
Alan in Tampa. Always checking in, man. Good dude, man. Alan has come up here for events and commitments. Now, Florida State's not in the SEC. Now, maybe that changes. Maybe Allen is at the Omni because of SEC affiliation. Florida State's coming to Nashville to take on Peabody. Maybe that's in his future. don't know, Jim and Jupiter. Maybe Jim can find out. What's he call it? Red Dirt? What's that music he likes? Maybe he can find a concert that same weekend and come on up. A lot of what-ifs there, though. Lots of them. Okay. Hour 3's coming fast here. Omni National Hotel.